Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. The website is ageofthecustomer.com. Charlie Drumgoole is with us. Charlie is the president of the Lake Houston Area Chamber of Commerce. He's one of the great Main Street heroes out there. He's helped small business owners so many years. Charlie, I just want you to say on behalf of small business owners everywhere, for all the things you've done for them in your 40-plus year career as a chamber professional, we thank you for that.
Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure, and it's, you know, small businesses are the backbone of our economy, and if you can grow small businesses, you're really benefiting your community. So.
Well, and the world. I say what's good for small business is good for the world, Charlie.
That's true.
You want to give us a website, Charlie?
www.lakehouston.org.
Lakehouston.org?
Yes, sir.
All right, so check that out. Folks, that's where you can find out how they're putting on this business expo later today that I'm going to be showing up at and hanging out with these guys for a while. Charlie, let's talk about the future of chambers of commerce. With social media having an impact on networking, with the younger generations coming up and having different expectations than we baby boomers did, with the way people think about institutions today, what's the future of chambers of commerce?
Well, we've got to continue to be relevant to our small businesses. And to make sure that we're doing those things that our businesses are wanting or need to continue to grow their business. And we call them chamber business solutions. Of what we're constantly looking for, what are those things that our businesses need now? Because it's different than it was 20 years ago. You don't do the same things the same way because technology has changed and generations have changed, and we can't just do things the way we always did. But one thing that kind of remains constant is that you've got to help people grow their business. That's what they're coming to you. They're investing in your organization to get a return on their investment for their business. And so those are much more intense now than I think they were a number of years ago, but we have to really stay on our toes and continue to innovate and continue to improve our services and make, you know, with all the technology now, you've got to have services where people don't have to come to an event to benefit from the chamber, but I'm still convinced that eyeball to eyeball is a better way to contact people.
Well, what I remind people about, Charlie, is that face to face is the original social media.
That's right.
And I do believe that the best business deals, you may be able to do business with people virtually. But I still believe at some point in time you need to get face-to-face with people. But the other thing is I do think that chambers, the way chambers are structured, the way people think about chambers, I think that's going to change over the next 5, 10, 20 years. But I still think that what we have to remind people about, Charlie, is the chamber is the only organization in a community that can call a meeting of its members and have every sector of the marketplace represented.
That's correct.
When a chamber meeting is called, when you have, Charlie, when you have your annual dinner, every sector, politics, education, commerce, industry, sports, arts, every person in, I mean, every sector of the marketplace is representing your membership. I think people, we need to not forget that there's no other organization like that one.
That's right. We can really pull the entire community together to focus on a community issue or a community concern and address it as a community. And I think that's something we've got to continually remain cognizant of, is that we do have that ability. We might not have the most money, as most chambers. I haven't seen many of them that have more resources than they know what to do with, but that's one resource that we have that's free, and it's amazing to me all across the years how businesses have volunteered their time and effort and even their financial resources to help build their community without a lot of fanfare. It's not something that a business does. They do it because it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, another thing that chambers are going to have to do if they're going to be relevant and survive, they got to become better at tooting their own horn, Charlie.
That's correct. I mean, you know, we've got to get on social media, and at least I get the younger people to do that.
Chambers of Commerce are so busy doing the work that they don't have time to talk about themselves, but they got to learn how to do that, Charlie. Hey, Charlie,
that's right.
Thanks again for being here. Thanks for being my host down here. I'm looking forward to seeing you later today.
Hey, we're looking forward to having you speak today and help our small businesses. And thank you for coming, and thank Insperity for making that possible.
I appreciate that. Charlie Dromgoole, ladies and gentlemen, with the Lake Houston Chamber. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.